Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. Am I speaking with Blake?
Yep.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, sir. My name is John once again. It's a pleasure meeting you. Happy Friday, huh? Can't believe it's the weekend already. It flew. And so, Blake, James has sent over information to catch me up to speed here. I see you've been in business for quite some time already, so congratulations on the established business. Now, I just want to make sure we can help you in the right direction. So you're looking to target both residential and commercial work, and it shows here about like a 30-mile radius in every direction there. Is that pretty accurate, would you say?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, we could definitely help you out with that. Actually, our package goes up to 50 miles if you needed to. Doesn't even mean that you have to use all 50 miles. We can narrow things down to specific zip codes and counties if you wanted to. So sky's the limit with that. And, like, all the calls will come directly to you. No third-party or middleman will touch any of your customers whatsoever. So before I dive into the pricing here, which I know you're going to love because James put in more than a 50% discount rate for you, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
No. Basically, my understanding is when somebody looks up landscaping, I would pop up on the first page in whatever area I pick. That's what I understand so far.
So far, yes, sir. So far, so good. And if, for customers that don't even know your business name, so this works on Voice Alexa even as well, too. Okay. Now, we don't charge per call, click, lead, job. You cherry pick as many as you like. As a matter of fact, you have a fully customizable tracking system to see the fruition to yourself. All right. So that way, if you need to, you know, give a customer a call back because you missed them, you're more than welcome to. There's no charge per everything on there. We don't nickel and dime you, okay? You could even change your keywords on Google. So, yeah, it works out perfectly. Now, you're not just getting on Google first page. You're going to go on local directories along with that, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. The ones that are going to bring some quality calls, not just the spam or robocalls, right? And I'm sure you get plenty of those. So,
yes, I do.
Without further ado, I'll go over the pricing here with you. I didn't get to go over everything that includes, but I just want to make sure it fits in the right ballpark for you and you don't feel like I'm beating around the bush here either. So, as far as your pricing, you'll always be grandfathered in at a $249 month to month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. Okay, so your initial investment to get it started would only be $348, but again, month to month, it'll always stay grandfathered in at $249 a month. So based off of pricing though, Blake, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for your budgeting?
Yeah, I think it does. Okay. My only concern would be I live in Iowa and my season only goes until December. So I really only have about 2.5 more months because once the ground freezes, you cannot landscape.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Now, let me ask you this, because a few things. One, we do have seasonal holds, too, because we are aware of many different businesses having different types of ups and downs throughout the year, and plus, you just want to make sure we're tailoring to your company. With that being said, you know, we can put a pause on things at specific times of the year. That way, you're saving money, and it's not going too crazy out there when you're not going to get any work anyway, right? But also, do you do anything else during those winter times, other services that you provide?
I remodel houses that I buy.
Wow, beautiful. That's the money hole right there. No? I want to get into myself.
It used to be until the government fucked it up.
Oh, no. Please do tell a little. Spill the beans a little bit for me, man. Come on.
They printed $10 trillion, then they raised property taxes, and when they did that, they drove up home prices because property taxes went up, so property values went up.
Yeah.
And there is a housing shortage, so that's not all on the government, but some of it is.
Yeah.
So all that happened at the same time, and everything is going for about 30 to 40% higher than it was pre-COVID.
Jeez.
I had bought houses pre-COVID for quite a while, and I could get a good deal at that time, and now it's not really possible. Like, you just pay out your ass.
Yeah,
and also, interest rates have gone up to
My area, 7.25.
Whoa.
That's put a little bind on things as well.
Got it. Okay. So, well, first off, that kind of, sorry to say, I'm pretty blunt, man. That kind of sucks.
yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like it's going to balloon, I feel like, in a way, too. So I don't know if it's going to be for the better or the worst or both, you know what I mean? Because sometimes they call it a breakthrough for a reason. You have to break before you get through things, you know what I mean? So hopefully it's for the better on certain things. But, like, what if I said we could do this then? You know, we could help your business grow, secure the listing for your Google listing of this company here, and then also during the downtime on there, put the remodeling in there as a keyword in specific areas that you feel is going to be the best profits for you too. That way you're always staying somewhat busy so that you're not having a downtime on that. And, of course, I didn't get to go everything else that it includes. I mean, we do social media target marketing ads to help remind customers if they looked on Google for your services and then they go on Facebook afterwards, your ads pop up on their feed to remind them, say, hey, listen, you guys were looking for a landscaper nearby. Blake's the guy to call. Click here. So many different things we can apply here to make sure you're constantly staying busy. If I said we could go ahead and do that for both or all the services, I should say, that you do during the whole of the year, would that be something you'd be willing to go in and give a shot then?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, beautiful. So, Blake, the very first thing is, I need to make sure, I'm horrible with spelling, so don't laugh too hard, but is it, first name, is it spelled B-L-A-K-E?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. And then, how do you spell your last name?
G-O-N-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Man. All right. Gonerman? Am I spelling or pronouncing that right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Now, Blake, I like to make sure, even after family here today, I want to stay on the phone with you because everything we discuss, I want to put it in writing through invoice on your email and send it out through text message as well. So that way, if you have questions or concerns, you can ask me while I'm on the phone with you right now. What's the best email I could send the invoice to?
eilandscapes23@gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. And then, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 5645?
Yes.
All right. What about your customers, though? Do you want them to reach out to that same phone number all the time as well, or a different phone number?
Yes. Nope. Same phone number.
Same phone number. Beautiful. Okay. Keep it simple, right? Now,
yeah. The
next part. Yes, sir. Now, I do see you already have a Facebook business page going on, so I want to make sure that we set up a time and day for our team to go over how you'd like these ads to actually look, because we don't want to just throw any ad out there and shooting blanks in the dark here, okay? We want to make sure that we're capturing the right customers that you do want to spend your time with. So tomorrow, all right, we're closed on weekends. Oh, my gosh, it's Friday. On Monday, do you have time available to speak with our team about, like, give them an hour window to call you within that time frame? Do you have an hour window on Monday to go over that with them?
Yeah. I mean, I can make time.
Okay. Well, what works better for you, like morning or evening?
I can just shoot for like, probably 5:30 would be best.
5:30? Okay. We do go by like beginning of hour to end of hour, so would 5 to 6 work out for you?
Yeah, that'd be okay. Oh,
perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and our team the same email. It's going to be a Google invite. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me one second here. And that way you also have my email as well as another form of contact just in case. You never know. All right, I want to make sure we're taken care of. Yes, sir. And for Google, well, actually, I'm getting too ahead of myself here. Let's start off with making sure we connect this part for you. There we go. I just sent it to you. Let me know once you got it.
You sent me an email?
You got it. Yes, sir. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com.
Yep.
Perfect.
I got it.
Awesome. Awesome. All you need to do is just hit yes. Nothing further than that, though, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. Now, this part is for Google. So I need to make sure I have this correct on the point, because if not, it's going to be a world of trouble here. So I want to make sure I have the business name as Eastern Iowa Landscapes. And the business address is 1930 Lake Manor Road, Northeast, in Iowa, of course, 52333. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So Google's going to send a postcard within about 5 to 7 business days to your to that address. Okay, it's just to verify you. They may ask for a few different things here because they have been very strict on the policies of getting verified through Google now. And we're aware of this, being a premier Google Channel partner, okay? So, Blake, what I'm going to do is I'll send you another email here. You don't have to do it now, but I just want to make sure you're prepped and ready for it. So by the time it hits Monday, you're able to know exactly what they're looking for to get this verified quickly in a timely manner, okay? So
okay.
Now, the next part, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found on Google by your customers for to contact you? Would it be like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Six to four.
6 to 4 it is. Okay, and you're probably going to get sick and tired of me saying this here, but anytime, okay, anytime you need to make any type of modifications or changes, utilize our team. Okay, because that's what you're paying for, right? So I want to make sure they can help you out. That way you can focus more at the job at hand, okay?
Okay.
All right. And would you like the customers to reach out to you?
I can cancel this at any time, right?
Correct. Yes, sir. I'm actually going to do that under recording for you to protect you. What I would do is ask you a few questions to verify who you are. And then afterwards, I put in the pricing in there so that we're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. And then I also will tell you exactly how to cancel it if that was the case in the future here. There's no cancellation fees or hidden agendas, okay? As a matter of fact, do you have a way to take down a phone number for me?
1 second.
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. It's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, save that number that just as Local Splash. It's voice activated. On Monday, our team will call you from that number as well. But you can contact anybody here. You can say customer support. You can say billing. You can say Facebook. However you want, there'll always be a team available for you Monday through Friday to go ahead and answer questions or modify things for you at your leisure, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And so I will go over that number again just because it'll be under the voice verification process part. Now, far as your radius, I remember we mentioned in the beginning of the call you kind of want to keep it like a little more closer, but again, it goes up to 50 miles. Do you want to keep it at 30-mile radius all directions? Or you want to go a little further out if you wanted to? What do you feel?
So, in landscaping, obviously all the materials are very heavy.
Yeah.
And if there are companies that are more local than me, they can underbid me, which is why I like to keep it to about 30 miles because it's a waste of my time to
gotcha.
Go farther than that because I can give them an estimate all day, but I normally don't get them because I am traveling and hauling tons and tons and tons of material, literally tons of material. And
yeah,
the local guy is going to be able to do it a little bit cheaper than me.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
If
okay.
it's all the same price point, we can do 50 miles. That's fine. But if I get a pick and choose, I would say 30 miles or less in all directions.
Okay. So what I'm going to do then, if it's all right with you there, Blake, I'm going to keep it at the 30-mile marker here because I agree. You know, if I was a customer myself, I think I would do that same logical choice. You know what I mean? And that would be wasting your time of the day, gas, pricing, everything, if you're going to be started with that and travel. So how about this? Let's get this thing strong within your 30-mile radius first. Then we could talk about spreading wings out further. It's included in your package anyway. So anytime you want to make adjustments
okay.
on that, we could do that. Okay.
Okay.
And company policy, I have to ask, so your business is licensed and insured, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and perfect, perfect. Now, of course, I want to make sure you're being found for all the services. So let's start with the landscaping for a side of that field. Obviously, we're going to put a landscaper. But do you do land clearing? Is there a certain terminology that I can put in here that we don't want to miss any opportunities from customers?
Yeah, I can kind of go through it if you'd like.
Let's do it. Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Land clearing, grading, tiling, tree removal, sod cutting, stump grinding, brick patios, retaining walls, plant design, edging, egress windows.
Say that last part again. What was that?
Egress windows.
Egress windows. What is that?
If you want to put a conforming bedroom in your basement in Iowa, you have to have an egress window.
Interesting. Huh.
And that's for fire safety. We install those as well.
Ah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Good to know, too, on my end here. And then...
And sodding and seeding, lastly.
Seasoning. All right, seeding. Okay, got it. Now, far as during the downtime of the year for that, you mentioned that you have other services that keep you up busy. I want to make sure you're being found for those as well, too. What do we got here for that?
I also build, like, cedar planter boxes. I do some of those in the wintertime. Custom boxes, they're usually all custom, depending on, custom planter boxes, depending on what the customer wants. I don't know if you've seen anything with, like, old barn tin on the sides, and then, like, a cedar box that they can put flowers in, usually annual flowers in.
Yes, sir.
I actually have some on my Facebook page. If you rummage through there, you'll find some pictures of them.
I'm at your Facebook page right now as well. By the way, I'm not trying to kiss booty over here, but I really appreciate your work, man, honestly. I did a lot of stuff with my father, and so I know how much time and effort that can take, especially to make it look that – you make it look like it's simple. And when that happens, you know you're good at it, you know? So it's pretty incredible stuff, by the way.
I haven't had to advertise up until this point, so – mouth up now, but your guys' prices seem pretty reasonable overall, so.
Yeah. And it stays like that, too. That's the beauty behind it.
Like you said, I can. Sorry about that. What's that?
Well, I was saying, and it stays like that, too. So even when you're doing extremely well, let's say at the best part of the year and everything, you still get to cherry pick as many as you like, and our team, nothing changes for your pricing. Your grandfather in for the life of you being with us at this special rate. So that's the real beauty behind that. Yeah. So I remember you also mentioned, though, that you do remodeling as well during this downtime?
I've only ever done that for myself, for the properties that I own. I've never done that for a customer.
Okay. Well, how about this? During that time where it gets, like, at least give us a month before that downtime comes along, give us a heads up. You know, as long as you communicate with our team, say, hey, listen, this is a downtime for my landscaping and then that services and those fields. Can we go ahead and switch up the keywords for these services during this time of the year? They'll be more than willing to do that for you, okay? So, again, just communicate with them, okay?
Yeah, at this time, I don't think I would want to add remodeling.
Okay.
I'm busy with my own properties, so I don't really want to. I have one I'm doing this winter already, so.
Okay. Perfect. No worries.
I'm good for this winter.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team right now. So that way on Monday, they're not starting from scratch when they speak to you. They're going to know exactly what to do and how to do that. Okay. And get this off and running. So my next thing is before I forget, I'm going to send you the email for the verification part. Again, you don't have to do this right now, but it is something that Google requires. Now, I don't know which one they'll ask for. They may ask for all these pictures, maybe a video sometimes they ask for, maybe like a tool or equipment to show that you're a real business pretty much. That's all they're really doing there, okay? But when you get a moment during the weekend, just try to get as much as possible for that, okay?
Okay.
And then, all right, that looks good. The next part is, like I said, we're going to do that voice verification where everything is recorded, okay? If you have any questions or concerns, ask me, stop me in my tracks. I'd be more than happy to answer for you. But in the meantime, afterwards, I'm going to put the pricing in there and I already gave you the phone number. You'll hear me go over how to go ahead and cancel it if that's the case in the future, okay? So without further ado, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Eastern Iowa Landscapes.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Blake Gonterman, owner, operator.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, Blake, I'm going to hit pause for just a second here. After this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer for you. That way, there's no confusion going on. We're not giving your information out to anybody, and you know it's us calling in when we do because we'll ask that security question. We'll never give the answer out, but I just want to make sure everything's strictly confidential between us and you only. All right, Blake?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial current term and account setup will be charged today on September 15th in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 15th of every month in the amount of $249. From there on, it will be recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree. What date? So 3 days before the first of the month, or what's the billing cycle?
Of the 15th. That's when it's always going to be charged, right? So 3 days before.
Okay, so 3 days before that.
You got it. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And that was for that same 877 number, okay? So we'll always be calling from that number, and just to make sure you kind of have a better feel of, you know, who's calling. But in the meantime, I want to make sure we also set up that security question. Now, again, this will never change, okay? So please don't forget your own answer to your security question because I don't want you locked out of your own account. So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Washington.
Oh, nice and easy. There you go. All right. And so, remember, we're never going to give that answer out, okay? So we just want to make sure you're aware of that. So I want to make sure the next part, if they try to do something like that, that nature, or if they, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't know your security question, hang up the phone and call the 877 number right away, okay?
Okay.
All right. Last part here, Blake, on the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
It's Eastern Iowa Landscapes, and then it says Blake Gonterman with no middle initial.
Perfect. Okay. I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, though, the 1930 Lake Manor Road, or is it a different address?
Nope. Same address.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. All right. Now, for security purposes, Blake, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4292-2906-1003-1698.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
10 of 23.
Okay.
I need a new card.
Yeah, it's coming up, man.
Yeah.
And then this, last but not least, the security code.
433.
All right, perfect. Now, before I charge or apply any type of payment to this account here, now you know I'm not lying. We got you at a really big discount here, so I want to make sure it stays that way for the life of you being with us. So I'm going to refresh the account like 3 different times. Hope you don't mind. Just want to make sure that you're well taken care of from the very beginning here, okay? So give me one second. All right. Okay, we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and only process the payment for $348. Please stay on the phone with me. Do not hang up. I want to make sure you see your invoice through email and through text. I like to keep to my promises here, okay? So.
Okay.
It's coming through right now. There it goes. Let me know whichever comes first. That way I can direct you to see exactly everything we talked about here, okay?
I got both of them.
Well, that was fast. Beautiful. All right. However you want to, whatever one you want to open up, it will be the one that says initial invoice. Let me know when you're there.
I'm looking, yep, local splash, initial invoice.
Perfect. If you pop that open, in there, Blake, there's a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yep.
Perfect. If you click that, everything is a breakdown of all that we discussed and more. So if you ever decide that you want to upgrade your package or any reason, there's the packages that are going to give you a short description in there as well, too. Read through it carefully. Take your time. I'm here with you. Once you see that everything we discuss is in there, at the bottom, it catches everyone misses this little box. You have to check. You have to click it to put a check mark in it, and then you're going to sign your first and last name. But until then, ask me questions if you need me, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, perfect. And like, I'm still here with you. I just want to make sure you know.
Okay, yeah, I'm just reading.
You take your time, man. I just don't want you to think I hung up on your phone.
Okay, yeah. I'm at the bottom. It says I certify that I am an authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that I hold information complete and accurate.
Yes, sir. There it is. And then once you go through that part, tell me where it takes you next. This is the last part you have to do here, so I promise.
The sign?
Mm-hmm.
Just click the sign?
You got it. Yes, sir. It's like a electronic, just you don't have to sign it. It's just to type in your first and last name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm to the username and password.
Perfect. That's how I know we did everything correct here. So, Blake, on Monday, you got a little homework to do. Obviously, get the pictures for the verification part to get that ready. But on Monday, our team is going to call from that 877 number to show you how to maneuver. We call this part right here the dashboard. This is going to be your next best friend, okay, Blake? So anytime customers are calling in or they're – sometimes they might even reach out through there. I've seen that happen too, to ask for estimates and things like that. You'll be able to see everything from there, okay? So you can keep track of all your analytics. They want to make sure you can see how to do that, because that's a very important piece. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Blake. Well, hey, I'm going to say this. Congratulations. Welcome to the family here. All right, we're going to do amazing stuff. Just make sure to stay in communication with us, okay? Because that's the best thing, best advice I can give to make sure this works properly the way you need it to. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Blake. Other than that, you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday, okay, sir?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.